This is an opportunity to delve into the practices, put a two-minute meditation technique into your consciousness, let that seed grow, and keep doing it, because that's kind of like the watering and the sun and the fertilizer and the food, you know. It knows what it needs to do, you just keep doing the thing. The thing will do what it needs to do to make it grow. So that is something that has come up, and I'm so happy to hear about it, because it was only introduced 1 month ago when we were in Mount Shasta. So in 1 month, this whole program is now become available, and it's because of everyone here and with Dr. Ply, in the sense that you're following Dr. Ply's teachings, and he's listening. Even though you might not be dialing him up or directly getting an email to him, when you give us that feedback, we keep bothering him. We keep saying, listen, this is what they want. And then out of his compassion, and he says, all right, let's do this. And then we have to get busy and get the program out there. So the program is out there. So I invite everybody to do it. And then once you experience it in your own life, you can give it to other people. Right? And then it helps. So you can read about that. All the studies, and then there's some videos and teachings and things like that. Testimonials. Yeah, from lots of teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just a shout out to Lamont Satchel. He's quite an incredible being. I was at Mount Shasta, and it was over a few days, and we were going. We had the first few days and get immersed in it, and you're in a vortex, so it's a little bit, you know, different from your everyday life. It's not just going away to California in the mountains. In nature, it's a little different from being downtown Toronto. Not that sense. You're immersed in this vortex of spiritual energy. So I was getting to know everybody. There's about 70 people in the program, the event over those few days. And then all of a sudden, this person, Lamont Satchel, he's there. Well, I hadn't seen him before, and he had just arrived. And so Mina Malloy, she's a longtime devotee of Dr. Ply. She works for both Astrobed, Ply Center, Tripura. And so she said, oh, this is... And I didn't say too much to him, but there was such power in him, such energy, and such grace and humble... like humility in him. And the exchange was like beyond words. And then when I found out who this guy is, he's the chief innovations officer of the public schools in Detroit, Michigan. And he has been bringing the phonemic intelligence into the classroom. So he has blazed the trail for this intelligence to come in to this city, into the schools of the city. And if you don't know anything about Detroit, it's struggling. You know, it used to be a powerhouse city decades ago, but then it just went down, and everything was a big struggle. And so the kids, the generations of the kids, you know, that consciousness is like, is this all there is? This is what it is all about. You know, so now phonemic intelligence is coming in, and it's not, he says, we want to develop a new culture of learning. It's not something to just calm the students down, but to create an environment of safety where the school becomes their haven. And then bringing phonemic intelligence to the classrooms would be a significant step to this reality, because the consciousness is coming in. And when that consciousness comes in, it will know what to do. It will know who to attract. It will bring in, just like Krishna consciousness, it will be like the flute, bringing in all the right people. You know, the Pied Piper, I mean. He's got the flute. He's like the Pied Piper, where he's bringing in the awareness and the attention, and bringing all this... you know, the right people into the right time, and helping these kids, you know. So my hat's off to him and everyone who is working with the sounds and trying to make a difference in the world. And that's what's happening. The seed has been planted, it is growing, so be a part of that. Any way you can. Whether it's you can, if you don't want to do it for yourself, although I encourage you because it's simple, sounds easy. You know, sponsor kids in the Hope Centers through Tripura Foundation. If you can, and it doesn't take much. You can just do one kid. What you'll find is you're like, oh, my God, this is easier to do. And as we've said before, what you give, the Lord gives you back the God, spirit, nature, your surroundings, the planets, your karma. It gives you back 1,000-fold. So what a good investment. It's a no-brainer, really. But you're not doing it in the sense, okay, I'm going to do this just to see what happens. Oh, that's great. Good attitude. Forget it. Don't do it. You know, do it because you can. And you know, hey, this is something that is going to change this kid's life. Wow. If I had someone in my life that just out of nowhere, which I have, I'm not saying if I did, but at this moment in time, if I was that kid on the receiving end, and there was no one, and I was the only one able to give, my God, that kid would be so much happier that day or that month or whatever it is. And when you bring happiness, if you want happiness in your life, if you want love in your life, if you want inspiration in your life, if you want vitality in your life, give it. Give out what you want. And you will get it back. Thing is, we go, I want to, but. Great. You just full stopped it. Where is the grace flowing? Who's saying I want to? The grace is saying I want to. God, consciousness, spirit, the energy is saying, I want this for you because it's going to make you to be fulfilled. Get out of your funky rut stuckness. Coin that term. You know, because that's just creating blocks. And so we have to get more to get us out. To just, even if we say, yeah, blah, 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 that will get, you know, washed away. All right. So that's what I wanted to share at this point in the program. And now we're going to get into a bit of a meditation. We'll combine it. Dr. Pillai has been giving out the teachings from the Ultimate Teaching webcast, I think it was, a couple of weeks ago. And it's we've been practicing it here, a version of it, a little bit longer, so that because his version is very quick. And this version may be a little bit quick. We don't know, because the Divine is going to decide. But it's it'll be a meditation, and then we'll bring in Krishna consciousness so that you can... We can open the doors, even though he's coming full on at the 5th of September in a few days. We can feel that consciousness moving and then plant the seed. So plant the consciousness seed within us. Experience it at some level. Maybe it doesn't matter if you've never experienced or if you have a understanding of who it is. Drop all that. Just get into beginner mind, where you're totally open to something new and to reveal at your soul level what you understand about instantaneous manifestation and what that feels like. Maybe you'll have a vision. Maybe you'll have an experience. Maybe you'll have a thought that will come to you. You know, afterwards, you can write it down right away. And then you have it, even if you don't look at it again. You've taken that from your imagination, what the image was, what you imagined, what you saw, or what you experienced. Maybe you don't see things or you hear things. Maybe an idea comes. That is because you're in this stream of consciousness. That's what meditation is. It's logging on to a stream of consciousness that will bring you in alignment with these supernatural entities or beings, archetypes, energies, intelligence, all the same thing. gods, goddesses, spiritual teachers, masters, they're saying something to you in that moment, and then you can say, okay, this was the message. Now that's the seed, and it's going to grow in me. And so we'll experience a little bit of Radha Krishna consciousness before the party starts on the 5th. And slowly, slowly come back. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, or you can keep them closed and just enjoy whatever visual or experience you're happening, that is happening and you're immersed in. Otherwise, you can open your eyes, that's fine. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. And we'll see you next time. You can listen to the recording that will be posted to the blog. Thanks to Radha, who's our Vedic astrologer. She is now keeping up with the blog posts. So that is Radha consciousness coming in and making things to happen through someone who is has her namesake and who is... also, a long-time devotee of Dr. Pillai. The transformation in her life is reflecting that name. There's a lot more joy and a lot more dance and creation going on. And it's because she's dedicated to the process of bringing in this intelligence that is... can pervade and then take over and then make things to happen in her life. So she's living Radha consciousness, and I'm so happy and grateful that she's able to do that for us. And Yagna, I hope you share with us what your journey has been and the week away. It seems like you've been away forever. We miss you. Yagna writes up the weekly emails that go out to the members. So now she's back, and we'll get that going for you and get those out to you every week. And then it will be posted to the blog as well. The links will be posted into the email, and then you can get access to the blog, whatever we're talking about today, every week. So this is the time of the call that we'll open it up for. Yeah, so it's open now for some question or discussion or comments about what was shared today. You just need to press star 6. Oh. Yes? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sukhirita. This is Natalie. How are you?
Good. Is it Maxi?
No, Natalie. Natalie.
Natalie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say thank you for just doing such a great job. You just have a way of putting everything together, and it just makes so much sense, and it just takes me to another level. So I just want to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. How was your meditation today?
Good. I didn't fall asleep today. I normally fall asleep, but I didn't fall asleep today.
Okay. So is that good?
I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Yes, it was great. Thank
good.
You.
So you did you have an experience that you maybe not have experienced before, or were you, I mean, just for the fact that you stayed awake, but what did you see anything that you'd like to share, or is that, or did you just feel something different?
I just felt just like a lot of energy. I just felt a lot of energy.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what it means. I'm sure it will eventually come to me, but it was just very powerful and just felt a lot of energy.
That's really great, and thanks so much for sharing. I didn't mean to, like, make you to say anything, but that's what happens. We want to bring awareness to everyone in the program that's joining here and in all the programs, is that sometimes we may not understand in that moment, or we don't get a vision. Some people have great stories going on, and some people just feel stuff that has shifted. It makes them to feel calmer or more focused, or they just know something has happened to them. And so that's it's perfect, because it's like you're planting a seed. You don't know what's going to go on under the ground after that. But you just know that it's going to grow in you, and there's all this great joy, and I wonder what's going to happen. This is going to be great.
Yes, it's great. It's just a great feeling, and you're doing such a wonderful job. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's God's grace coming through. That's I'm just here to share with everyone what Dr. Pillai has opened up for me. I've known I've always been spiritual, but I didn't know to what extent or what that meant.
Right.
Because you get too caught up in the religious doctrine. That was creating my own blocks from experiencing God consciousness at a very personal level. So thank God for Guru, you know, because, Guru brings, it dispels the darkness. Guru is the spiritual teacher, the master who knows how to get to the devotee's soul, those who are devoted to bringing spirituality in their life. If you get in touch with the master, like at this level, then you understand, oh, he can guide me, because he's going to take away that all that stuff that's blocking you from experiencing that. And no one can take that away from you. You'll go to church, or you'll go to whatever it is that you've been raised in, or maybe not, and you're just visiting a power spot or a temple or a church or whatever it is, a vortex, and you just go, ah, I experience God now. I see what people are enjoying in this place, you know?
Well, you know, I never really got caught up in the whole religious thing. I just never got caught up in it, but I always was a very spiritual person. And then I just found out about Dr. Pillai about in March, and then I came to Mount Shasta, and it was the most amazing
Natalie!
Yes!
Okay! Oh, I want to give you a big hug. Through the internet.
Oh. Okay, a big hug back to you, and my mom says hi.
Hi, Mom.
She can't stop talking about the experience, you know, and it was amazing, and we talk about you and how wonderful you are.
Aww.
And everybody.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Now, thank you so much for clarifying. I know that voice. I know it. I'll keep her on the line till we figure it out.
Aww. Yes, it's me, and it's so great to talk to you, and it was just, like I said, it's just wonderful what you do. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, enjoy this consciousness coming, because, you know, as Dr. Pillai, he gave us the Holy Spirit initiation in Mount Shasta. We were immersed in it for all those days and nights, and being in that vortex with him, that has been implanted in us. So now we're going to be able to experience the consciousness of these divine beings, because it's kind of like elevated us to that understanding, or initiated us into that level of understanding on our spiritual path, that now we can play with these archetypes. We can ask them to come in and reveal. We don't know even what we want. We have so many desires. We're like kids in, you know, Toys R Us. Ah, I want this, I want that, I want this. You know, and then the divine says, okay, come on. You want this really for right now. And then, so then we go, oh my God, good, you made a choice for me. This is the best thing for me. You know? So really enjoy Krishna consciousness, and enjoy celebrating his birthday, getting into that kind of energy at his birthday.
I will. And you know what? You know, we got that email about cleaning our space, getting rid of the clutter and the clutter in your car, your house, your closet, your everywhere, your technology. And I have a lot of that, okay? I have a lot of that, and it's like, how can I do this? And so I had emailed the Life Center to find out if there is a God or a goddess that you can call upon to help you to get rid of this clutter, you know, because they said to get rid of it before September 5th. And so they wrote back and said to call upon Ganesha. And it was amazing that you had the meditation here and called upon Ganesha. So I'm like, wow, okay.
Gum, gum, gum. Oh, that's great. Great sharing. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you, Sucharita.
Oh, give your mom a big hug from me, too, and you.
I sure will. I thank you, and a big hug to you, too. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Take care, hon.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you can feel from the sharing of Natalie that joy is coming through. So even though we don't know exactly what is going on when we come together as a community, and even if you are just listening to this from the recording, because a lot of people do, they don't have the time to come in at this point, but you will feel the energy, and then that is eternal. It's forever. So you can call on it anytime. You can immerse yourself in. It's like taking a divine shower. Cleanse yourself in it. That's why we go to buildings or natural vortexes, because that energy is just pouring through those places. And everyone who goes, they keep growing it. So you know when you walk into those buildings, churches, temples, mosques, whatever it is, or a spiritual place or a meditation hall or something like that, or now we are going even beyond all that. We're on our internet. You know, we're in the airwaves. You know, we're in the ether. So that's taking it to an even subtler level. Not to say it's better or worse. It's just what we can do. So let's see how the divine wants to evolve us and evolve our ability to connect with one another at a level that's beyond the physical, beyond all knowing, and then experience that play, that joy, that energy, you know, and then allow that to guide us as we move forward in our lives from this point onward. Is there anyone else who has anything to share? Just as I was starting the meditation today, someone who is at the London event is, you know, going to be seeing Dr. Pillai in London. She's a longtime devotee, maybe past 5 years. She's a business person and very logical, very rational. Just had this, is now understanding that she's just exploding with this spiritual awakening. And it's been there all along, but because of her pursuits and everything, she's very, you know, had to move in life up the corporate ladder, so to speak. And that's how I met her a few years ago here in Toronto. And then, so she was in, just pinging me now in England. And she's in the UK seeing Dr. Pillai. She just had a miracle blessing from him. And I went, and I know the history, and I'm going, only the consciousness that can come through, the Krishna consciousness that came through at that very second that we were starting the meditation, And Dr. Bly's beaming us in the third eye, and she's pinging me, and I'm going, what? I got, oh, my God. And she's writing, I got the miracle. And I'm like, oh, my God. So that's how it works, right? And I said, I'm on the Sundays with Sucharita call, please. I'm so happy for you. But I'm in, right in the midst of the meditation. She's going, oh, great. So if you heard me pause, that was it. And I was so happy for her. I couldn't ignore her. And I wanted that consciousness to come through because that's real life stuff. She's expecting a miracle. And the miracle got confirmed. And it's showing up in her life as what she wanted. Her goal was very clear. And it was outrageous, very outrageous for her situation. And Dr. Ply confirmed, yes, you can. Do it. She's like so happy. And here's someone who's very logical and would negate, not negate, but just, how's that going to happen? Are you kidding me? What? And she just kept going, kept on the path, kept doing the practices, kept immersing herself in programs, kept investing the time, the money, and the energy into programs. It's not, whenever she could, she just said, no, I'm taking this money and I know that this is helping me. Every year it's building. So the investment now is even greater stake, and the return is miracle, big miracle. You know, she would see the miracles every day and feel her life changing, her personality changing, the way she perceived things changing and shifting. So I always say to her that she's the best student that I've ever mentored in that. Well, one of the best. There's lots of bests in my books. And she's very skeptical. She was so skeptical in the beginning, and I would just laugh because I could, not at her, sometimes at, you know, when she was saying, I don't believe that, and I'd be like, oh, my God, you always say that, but then the thing manifests. So, and now it's a more playful skepticism. But then I always say, you always come to this point, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the thing manifests, so it's going to happen. She goes, I know, right? Like, it's just going to happen. But I just have to do this thing. yeah? Who's there?
Hi, Sucharita.
Yes, who's there?
This is Jermaine, and I want to say that meditation was really awesome because, you know, usually it's a quiet meditation, but the singing seemed to integrate both the inward and the outward, which was really, really amazing. I thought it was awesome. The other thing, too, is when you talk about Detroit, I was born and raised in Detroit. And when my father was young, he said the whole Detroit city was just so marvelous. It was so wealthy and just everything was happening there. And, of course, when I was brought up, we moved to an area and it was nice. But I have four brothers and four sisters. I'm one of the oldest girls. So by the time my younger siblings were there, it was awful. So both houses we've lived in are completely destroyed, burnt down.
Oh.
And what I got when you were talking about it is how something, you know, in the relative state needed to be totally destroyed, and now that these sounds are coming, the whole Detroit area will be created on a whole different level. So it was really a great inspiration just hearing about how those sounds are going into that Detroit area, because if you're not from that area, you don't really understand how it's almost like a war zone in a way, and then it's like totally recharge. So that was beautiful. And the other thing too is on the website, you know, you're talking about the sweets, and they have where you can give sweets just for $5, which is amazing. So if you want to participate, it's that easy. It's just a $5 thing on the website. So that's really exciting, and I think September 5th, Friday, will be a more joyful day because of what you expressed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jermaine. And yeah, so hearing from you, your life experience is confirming for everyone else, you know, what is going on with Detroit, and that it is incredible, and it will be like that because the seeds are being planted. That consciousness, that divine consciousness, has an avenue. You know, it has a way to get in there, because only the divine is going to make that.
what's amazing about Detroit is, like, I was born and raised around Hamtramck, which is, like, in the middle of Detroit, which was a Polish community. You know, people came from Poland and whatever. And then, you know, you go back year after year after year, and then we have the mosques there. We have the Indian temples. We have everything there. I mean, it's like all these different cultures are all in Detroit. Even my uncle sent me something about, you know, it was like a poster board about some threat from, the countries that are always threatening. But in any case, it seems like there's so many, it's not just like, you know, Americans living there. It's like all these different countries living in that area. So to have those sounds there to really create heaven on earth is going to be tremendous. So whoever is involved in that project, I'm really so grateful to them because it's awesome. It's really good.
Yeah, and now each and every one of us can do this. We have the ability to do it at home. Like we can, get trained in it.
And I never really know. I went back online and looked at that too. I mean, that's an incredible way of getting involved and even, I know that it's also really good for children and it'll be very interesting to see how it gets expressed through my life and through everybody else's. So,
yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah, because I heard, too, they're doing studies in Florida with the elderly, you know, the older communities, you know, because here's people who are retired, they have the money, the wealth to retire, but they're aching and they're going, oh, well, I'm not even enjoying this, you know, or I don't have a purpose. So
and they don't really have the right activities to be involved in, you know. It's like, you know, all the activities get to be boring after a while. So this will be very enlivening to their consciousness, which will be tremendous. I love the idea, too. I know that Krishna's blue, but, you know, it was like he brought in the quality of his blueness in the meditation, and that was really cooling and soothing. And it was really interesting because it resonated with me because a long time ago I had an experience of a being coming to me, and it was blue being, and that blue being was so beautiful, and it kind of reminded me of that. Then you asked, you said you could ask, like, you know, that being came to me a long time ago and gave me a really precise guidance at that point. So in the meditation, I just asked that beautiful blue color, that blue being, to continue to guide me. So it was really wonderful, and the singing was so much fun. You know, it was like you could feel the consciousness just expanding through the sounds. And, you know, it's very, I used to, a long time ago, sing bhajans, but it's like, it reminded me to sing bhajans, and especially this Friday, I will be singing Hare Krishna.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, it's really fun. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for sharing, Jermaine. That's awesome.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay, take care. Yeah, I never know what's going to happen in these meditations. So it's great to hear the feedback because I've been asked to do this program originally, and I said, okay, well, I'll just play some of Baba's, Dr. Pillai's meditation processes and take people through what is offered at Pillai Center, some of the meditation. And they said, no, just do what Dr. Pillai wants you to just do what is coming to you. Oh my God, is this a test? and I've been enjoying it because it is one way to get out of already knowing what to do. And it's, although I do follow his the teachings, like the ultimate teachings that he's doing, these very mini practices, and they're free, you can just go on to Pillai Center and you'll see the ultimate teaching that was offered on the webcast. And I'm just looking at the events. It says the Ultimate Teachings Masterclass. And there's that, you know, the videos are playing and then the different meditations are available. So you can just do those every day, and it just focusing on your sushumna and focusing on your midbrain, focusing on the light coming in, and always imagine, this is what I always do that really empowers or takes over, is when you imagine that Dr. Pillai is standing in front of you, and it's kind of going to warm you up to that time when you actually do. Because that's what happens with people. They say, I met him in person. I was just so overwhelmed. I wasn't ready for it. I thought I was. And it's just a whole different interaction. So when you're doing this practice of imagining him before you, and as you're doing the meditation, you can have that experience, and that grows within you so that when you do see him in person, he will recognize you. And in fact, people have said, he came up to me at an event and he said, I know you. How do I know you from? No, Babaji, Dr. Pillai, you've never met me before. No, I know you from somewhere. And then they'll go through this whole, oh, I took this program, I did this. Oh, that's how I know you. Well, this is online, right? And you will know him through his teachings, because that is part and parcel. Whenever you're doing a meditation or a mantra practice, you're thinking about him, and then he's getting a ping in the ether. And then that energy gets directly transmitted, because there's a line. There's a line of a stream of consciousness that is connecting to him, and then his energy goes to you. Yes? Someone there? So that's what we do every time we immerse ourselves into a practice or a teaching or a program or service. Then we align ourselves. Whenever we give, like I'm glad that Jermaine said that it's just $5 donation of sweets on the day of Krishna consciousness. It's like this is the gift that I have. And he goes, I love this gift. This is my favorite, right? So when you give that and it gives to the kids, that's his favorite, because Krishna consciousness is about bringing heaven on earth. And these kids are not too far from heaven, you know. So heaven is connected to these kids. You give the gift of sweets to the kids, then you are participating in bringing a little piece of heaven on earth. And you will receive that consciousness back. And then you'll look in your life, your karma will have changed because your consciousness changes. And the way you see now things, there's Krishna consciousness, instantaneous manifestations. It's beautiful. I've been driving by these apartment buildings on my way out of the city. And I've said, I always pray, okay, and I look in the clouds because it's a beautiful day for a drive. And I go, these apartment buildings need a paint job. They just need to be refreshed. And my partner looks, he goes, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, you're in your otherworldly realm, okay, nice try. Yeah, I pray that that happens to you, half-heartedly, right? We drove by today. Oh, my God, they painted it. Instantaneous manifestation. He goes, oh. I love it when you have those thoughts. So, you know, it's something to play with. And whether it happens or not, that's totally up to the divine. But like Dr. Pillai says, and all everybody, you know, you hear it all over the place. You are God. Not that you have some wild power, but just, you know, just have that desire, that strong desire to see heaven on earth. And you'll start to notice it everywhere. Right? Just remain sharing and saying, I come from Detroit. I just hope the sounds, I'm so glad the sounds are going to come in, because that consciousness is going to change it. How does she know that? She just knows. She knows. And she's praying for that at the level of her soul and her heart and her experience in life. Wouldn't it be beautiful to have that? Not someday, but now. It has to happen now. So it's like the divine is making the consciousness to move to the places where the people can receive it and then bring it in, and it manifests the heaven on earth. And we have to just have that faith, that utter positivity that the divine is doing it. And even if we try to negate it or we're skeptical or whatever, just laugh at that. That is just going to take on a low volume background noise. And the higher frequency or the better sound, the more intelligent frequency that you're going to experience at the level of sight and hearing and feeling and all that is going to be that consciousness that says instantaneously it will be manifest. And so it is, the golden age. And then you know, hey, I'm not doing this. I was just sharing with you because it was such, it's a joke. It's an ongoing, like, oh, there she goes again, one heaven on earth. And I go, see, it happened there. Oh, my God, they're paving these streets. Oh, this is, looks beautiful. That neighborhood used to be. you know, I just want to see that joy for everyone. And not that I'm doing it, but I'm just saying, okay, God, if you're going to come through, you just got to make that, you know, beautiful. And, you know, and then let it go. And then on to the next, you know, and then let that joy come through. Yes, who's there?
Yes, this is Jagna.
It's me again. You know, I have to tell you, my last visit when I went to Detroit, I went to go visit my brother who still lives in Detroit, you know, and it's like when you go to these houses, you know, on that block, some are burnt down, some are just, like, left and they're all destroyed, whatever. Well, anyway, what I want to say is I experienced something different this time because when I went into my brother's house, he lives with a friend of his, Bruce, and they had a big picture of Jesus, you know, on the wall. And I know Dr. Polite's been talking more about, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, whatever. Well, my brother had been in the hospital and he'd been really sick, and his friend had put a picture of him in the hands of Jesus, you know, on the wall. And it was so funny because I said, why is Marty's picture on the picture of Jesus? And he said, well, when Marty was in the hospital, I put his picture in the hands of Jesus, and things began to turn around. So, I mean, people find their knowledge any way that they can. But what was so amazing, when I went into this house, which you would say is in a slummy area, and it was just like a destroyed area on the outside, I never experienced so much peace in their home as I did this time. So, you know, it's like things start in the subtle before they are created on the outer. And just noticing and being aware of a strong peace pervading, it's like the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit is everywhere. You know, it just needs to be tapped into. That's what I wanted to share.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks, Jermaine. God bless your brother.
Yeah, thanks.
Aw. Yagna, are you there?
Hi, I'm back.
Yay! I'm hugging you in the ether. Thanks for coming back, sister.
Yes, I was off hiking and kayaking in the High Sierras.
Oh.
So it was fabulous. And just such a spiritual place, and no internet, no phone, no possibility.
Unplug.
Almost unplugged. I still had my iPod, so I could listen to the chants. I have Dancing with Shiva that I've probably played a million times. And so on my hikes, I'm a little slower than everyone, so I hike alone, basically. And I can get 15 or 20,000 Shreem Brzees in a hike. Oh. So it was quite a fabulous week.
How is that? You're just like out, you know, you're hiking and then you're Shreem Brzees, 20,000 Shreem Brzees?
Yeah. And I've got it all kind of mapped out, timed out, how many, because I listen to the Lakshmi chant.
Mm-hmm.
And I've timed it, and I can say Shreem Brzee so many times in the duration of the chant of the of the song on the record. So I, you know, basically have figured out in 3 hours it's 16,980 Shreem
Brzees. Oh, so my God.
It's great. You know, as time passes, and you're in some other realm, and, you know, you're just Shreem Brzeeing away.
So did you feel that, like, being in nature, did that get transmitted in a different way for you?
You know, it's a magical place to begin with, and I'm sure that it only elevated me more to have that chanting going on. And each day I would pick a different chant to do, you know, and focus on whatever that power is behind that chant. I did a lot of cleaming and a lot of shreaming and saravana bhavaya, a lot of healing. So it was a great spiritual week, all on my own, basically. I mean, I was with people, but not with any of our groups. So.
Wow, I can feel that coming through you.
It was just great. But I'm so glad to be back, and hopefully we can get our emails going again.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
Get back on track.
Well, you'll be writing them up, sister, so that's the big thing. Which I'm so happy for, and everyone is. They love how you convey the message that was shared.
Well, it's just your message and an interpretation, and I enjoy doing it. So thanks to everyone, and thanks to you, of course, because you're my preacher here on Sunday. Every Sunday
I love hearing that.
Church.
What's that?
Thank you very much. No, I just, some people dress up and go to church. I get my headphones on and go to Sucharita.
It's so funny when you say that, because I'm like, my first time I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm not a preacher. I don't want to be a preacher. And then I went, okay, well, get out of the way of that one, because if it works, then do it.
That's right. You're a great one. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Yagna. Great to have you back.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Have a good week.
Thanks.
So is there anyone else who has anything that they'd like to share, or at this point? I know we're right into like 2.5 hours. But that, to me, it just is the energy is wanting to come through. And so if you're listening to this, I think it'll be posted to the website with a couple of different options, a couple of different downloads. It'll be maybe the meditation will be separate, of course, but then there'll be a couple of separate discussions, so you don't have to listen to it all at once, or you can just listen to it in sections. So we'll see how that goes, but it's been such a pleasure and an honor, always a blessing to be with everyone and hear what everyone's experiences, and share that with others around the world so that it inspires and gives us a different perspective on how to use the teachings, how to get into the energy of the week and of the month. Again, we have the sun moving into Leo. That's why we have these calls on Sunday, because the sun represents the soul. We want the sun to illuminate at the soul level where it is that we should be focusing naturally. So there's a lot of royalty consciousness that's coming to everybody. And everybody is owning that kingdom within. It's recognizing it. It's getting revealed and saying, oh, this is what I have to remember. With God's consciousness and my alignment with that, then I can have this regality coming through me, a royalty consciousness pervading. And it doesn't mean that you're ruling over people. It just means that you're having what a king and queen does have. They don't have to think about too much. That everything else is provided. But what they do think about is how we can better the world. So, doing a lot of charitable things and, bringing a lot of awareness to the world and helping the kingdom. That's what a good king or queen does. They want what's best for the people. And so that's, if we don't see it in the reality of our world around us, it's the divine saying, you're better off to let the divine come through you and show you how to be that, because you're not seeing how to be that in the world, maybe. I don't know, some of you might be. That's totally up to you. But it will help you to get that expressed in your life, your family life. You just want the best for that kingdom family. You want the best for your job, so the kingdom workplace, business workplace, business kingdom, your social kingdom, So you're bringing that royal, allowing that to come through. And you don't say too much. You just be that regal energy, the highest regal energy. Is they say it's Raja, meaning like a Raj, Raja, Raja, Raj, meaning like that king quality, that king consciousness. That's so close to the divine consciousness. In fact, Krishna was a king, you know, in his time, 5,000 years ago or whatever it is. You can Google it. So he wasn't a huge king, but that he was the divine king, you know, and everybody in the, around, nothing could touch him. Nothing could touch his people. If it did try, he just would come in and do some divine acts, and they would just be all play to him. So you'll always be protected with that consciousness. So if you feel that, you're in alignment with that, it's because the sun is illuminating that and wanting to wake that up in you. So just, you know, participate whatever way you can, whether you do that through AstroVet or Ply Center, on any of the programs or offering sweets, that's only $5. And that will do wonders. You will wonder how your life changed in so, such an easy way when you just did such a simple thing. And some of us immerse ourselves in the premium or the premier packages. I love those AstroVet packages. And Ply Center also has some great packages where you know, I immerse myself in them and I just say, no, I really want that consciousness because I've got to, you know, put that out to everybody who comes into contact with me. Even if they don't speak to me or don't know me or anything, it doesn't matter. I just want that to come through. And then whatever it has to do, it's got to do. Wherever you go, there you are. So if you're always carrying God consciousness, you don't have to think about it. It's just there. And so that these times will really boost that in you and help you to understand it's possible. Miracles are everyday realities. We just have to tap into them and recognize them and enjoy them. All right, anyone else before we wrap? All right. Well, take care, everyone. God bless. Happy Krishna's birthday, and enjoy this week tapping into that energy. And then we'll see you on next Sunday. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.